With the scoop from our own private skiff in D.C., Dementia Central, that is, I'm Whimsical Will.
For your safety and for those around you, please be careful if you must exit during the performance.
Scientists find the playful part of the brain by tickling rats.
This is science, not a brouhaha.
Emphasis on the ha-ha. Researchers in Berlin spend their time tickling rats on their bellies and backs to locate the part of the brain involved in playfulness and laughter.
Why don't you tickle me?
Oh, that hurt my brain.
Of all classes of mammalian behavior, play is one of the least understood at the neurobiological level.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
After getting rats comfortable with a human playmate...
You dirty rat.
You ticklish?
Oh, wow, what are you trying to do, tickle me?
They tickled them under controlled conditions, then measured the rat's squeaks and brain activity.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
Just don't tickle me in my lower abdomen. I'm super ticklish there.
The results will teach scientists about human children as well.
Rats!
I'm doomed.
But you know, it seems like it would make more sense to experiment on an octopus with its tentacles.
Hey there, Mr. Octopus.
Of course, we'd use only 8 for the results, because the other 2 are tests. And while we're on such a ticklish subject...
Make the pickle. Tickle, tickle.
A congregation at the Church of Demented Devotees broke out in mass hysteria. Yeah, it turns out they were singing a canticle.
The only thing I do know about you is where you're ticklish.
Tell you what, man, while I'm going back my place, you're going to make me laugh.
I'm Whimsical Will with your Coochie Coochie News.
Don't touch that dial. I told you not to touch that dial. It's very ticklish.
Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Come on, laugh it up, Coochie Coochie.